Portland Potluck. Again, that's the Debtors Assembly in St. John's, Tuesday, June 21st, 4 to 7 p.m. at Cathedral Park in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
Damn, nigga, damn. Took a chance on you, double and dip the king. Go! You could do the dance, take a chance with your lover like this begins.
I want somebody who can take it apart. Stitch me back together, make me into who I wanna be. But all you ever do is sit in the dark. Dealing with the devil, you ain't never ever gonna be mine. Cause I'm born to dance in the moonlight. I feel like spending my nights alone. I try to give you a little more space to grow. My life, I don't wanna be around anymore. I'm through giving, I got to go. Am I chasing time? Cause I'm wasted all.
So you double and dip again, then scream, nigga, scream. Hit your hands up and tell them to get the van in. Reminiscing can bring it back to the cabin in Michigan. But man, it's the plan. Say goodbye
I'm
to your lover, cause it's the end.
In the moonlight, I feel like spending my nights alone. I try to give you a little more space to grow. My life, I don't wanna be around anymore. I'm through giving, I got to go. Am I chasing?
Greetings and welcome to Cutie Pog Talk. I'm Darian Jones.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
And we are here today with two phenomenal organizers from the Portland Zine Symposium. Misa.
Hi, I'm Amisa Chu.
I'm Simon Sotelo.
Hi, and welcome to Cutie Pog Talk, where we invite you to sit down and listen to what's happening in our queer and trans community out here in Portland and support everything and all the work that's happening through local nonprofits like Basic Rights Oregon, organizations like Portland Zine Symposium, and great organizations like Q Center. So today we're kind of going to get people familiar with the Portland Zine Symposium and kind of what the work that you all do, like your history, why it's important to the queer and trans community of color here in Portland, like why should we listen today?
I think it's a really good outlet for anyone who has ideas, expressions, venting. It's a really good place to where almost anything goes. Like, you're the writer, you're the creator, you're the illustrator, and it's up to you to make it and get it out into the world, and no one can tell you how to edit it. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons zines are so important to people, because it ends up holding a very personal like stake. You end up having a very personal stake in it.
So what's kind of your journey with zines and out here in Portland? So what kind of experiences that you've had?
I've had really pleasant experiences here. I am originally from Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the founders and organizers of the LA Zine Fest. Mm-hmm. And
would you be able to give us a little bit of background about mm-hmm. what actually happens at the Portland Zine Symposium yeah. and kind of like the purpose of it so that we can get everyone acquainted with the Zine Symposium? PZS?
Sure, yeah. So the Portland Zine Symposium was founded in 2001, and it's one of the longest running zine fests in the U.S. Uh-huh. And it's helped kind of create a zine culture in Portland. Multnomah County Public Library has the biggest circulating zine collection around. And so the Portland Zine Symposium, I think, is a really important space for artists and creators. But specifically, I think right now, we're using zines as a really powerful platform mm-hmm. For Cutie POC and people of color in general to get their voice heard. And so the way I got involved with zines in Portland was through Tanya Jones's Women of Color Zine Workshop, and used to run out of PSU. And so this group of women and non-binary individuals was really, really powerful for me because I saw them using the platform of zines and taking zinesters and really telling our stories, really fighting oppression that we feel in Portland, really utilizing the platform of zines for people of color in particular to get their voices and specific stories heard. So,
do you feel like that's something that's been an option for people of color in the zine scene in the past, or
it's been an option, but it is still not as diverse as it could be by mm-hmm. a long shot.
And so I think in some exchanges of emails, you all mentioned that this year was like the first time that it was really kind of led, and like some of the artwork was created by people from the community, communities of color, and kind of what does that really mean for our community?
Yeah. I think it's just another way for us to prioritize inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
This is... maybe one of the first years where the majority of organizers are POC, mm-hmm. and I think maybe all but one or two are women.
And you said this was 2002 when it started?
2001.
2001.
Yeah, so this year actually I think is the first year that a person of color created the artwork for Portland. And that was that was very mm-hmm. important for the organizers mm-hmm. this year.
That Eben Lee?
Yes.
Yeah, who's also a member?
Yes. Yeah, so Eben Lee is a rad black queer artist in town, and we reached out to Eben and really wanted Eben to get involved in a really big way.
So what do you think kind of instigated the shift in leadership and sort of representation within the Portland zine culture? Because I'm not sure if you all heard our last show, but we had a... Manuel Abreu on, and we spoke about the literary arts and how difficult it is just to get engaged and stay engaged in like any level. And so this is like such a unique culture where, you know, you really have to be like in the arts and in the literary arts specifically. And so I'm just curious, like, what instigated the change?
Yeah, I mean, I've been involved with zines for almost 10 years and I got involved in zines through other API Asian American folks.
Mm-hmm.
But in Portland, I think the change in leadership or the shift in leadership came when the organizers that were doing Portland Zine Symposium had been doing it for 10 years and were tired and just wanted new, fresh voices and perspectives. And so I got involved because the Women of Color workshop put out a call. And so I was connected with that. And then Kathy Camper, which is one of the main mm-hmm. members, mm-hmm. She was like, you know, we need more POC voices in leadership in all aspects in mm-hmm. Portland. It's really important that we stand up and really and use our communities, you know, try to organize our communities in creative and artistic ways. And so that's how I personally got involved.
And what about yourself?
I was back in my hometown, I was involved in another zine fest. And so when I came up here, I was going to kind of take a vacation from organizing because it can be really stressful and time consuming. But the zine symposium almost didn't happen this year due to just no worry. There was just one organizer and she wasn't really prepared I wouldn't want to do this by myself.
Right.
So... I was like, yeah, if no one's going to do it, I will help you.
So, I guess speaking from that, what could we, I guess, expect to be at the Zine Symposium? Like, what types of things should...
And, well, my experience as far as the, like, it, you can expect to find a lot of people from Portland or the Pacific Northwest tabling, and then a, mm-hmm. like, a small number of people who do travel specifically to come here.
To the zine?
Yeah.
And so would you be able to set the scene for me a little bit? Because I've never actually been to the Portland Zine Symposium, and when I think about it, I think of this, there's a local... book printing shop that's in Southeast Portland. I don't know if you all know about that, but you can find your own books. The name's escaping me right now.
No, the IPRC.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yay, IPRC.
That's where one of our, like, it's a, we are having a 2-day event. One of the days is going to be there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's phenomenal. That's, yeah. They're really cool, like, yeah. programs that they have going on. Like, I almost joined the club, but then I was like, I don't want to.
So this year, so the Portland Zine Symposium is going to be July 9th and 10th, uh-huh. Saturday and a Sunday. And the first day is going to be at Ainbridge Brent Event Center.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have about 150 tablers.
That's great.
A lot
wow.
of community tablers as
Definitely.
Well.
Uh-huh.
And it's then on the MLK, like right before you hit the convention
what
center.
What was that date one more?
July 9th and
July
10th.
July 9th at the Ainbridge yeah. Event Center on MLK.
And then, Sunday, July 10th, is going to be at the IPRC, the Independent Publishing Resource Center. And that day is going to be a free, open to the public Skillshare. So
oh,
we're going to
okay.
have workshops and
pies
and panels
right
and it's gonna be a really good time.
So is it just is the symposium a huge networking event for people to kind of share their stories and you know
on one level yeah it's uh-huh. It's a place where I have gone and made some of my best friends who I've met maybe once or twice
uh-huh.
but they
that's
are
that's awesome
of,
wow.
they're some of the deepest connections that I've had or people who I've met through the symposium and other zine fests around the country. You know, we're all, like, we all have the same, I guess, like, ethical standards. And then we, like, none of us are, clearly none of us are doing it for the money.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's really interesting.
So, I mean, Portland Zine Symposium, like, historically in the last 10 years, I can't knock it because they uh-huh. have been having POC and Cutie POC panels and
right.
workshops throughout uh-huh. the years. But
that's
maybe
awesome.
one per year. Right.
right. But I mean that's a lot.
Yeah.
Some places have
yeah.
none.
So it has we have been carving out a space over the past several years. I think this year in particular, we're trying to have more than one. So
right.
we're trying to have several spaces throughout the days that is specifically POC closed spaces for people to come and share their creative ideas, network. It's a social, mm-hmm. Get to know each other, meet your new best friend.
Right.
Yeah, like, so
right.
like community organizations that like are POC or QD POC are like they get priority.
What do you mean by?
Like if like we recently reached out to Street Roots, like we don't really mm-hmm. have a whole lot of extra tables.
Totally.
Oh,
I get what you're
none.
Saying. Totally.
Yeah.
So for local groups who have identities that
yeah.
need to mm-hmm. actually be spoken
yeah.
up, can
so
actually
we're,
table.
So we're reaching out
totally.
To different.
I love that.
Even like activist groups in town, you mm-hmm. know, to table, and if they have zines, perfect.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Okay, wow,
yeah.
that's phenomenal.
So like, well, the, like they'll get priority if someone like drops off. Like before, we'll go to the wait list. We'll go
uh-huh.
to like a community organization.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're, you know, we reached out to APANO, which is the API
yeah,
network, and Gabriella,
mm-hmm.
and Portland Black Chapter,
yeah,
Black Lives
P5.
Matter,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, different organizations. We're going to have several panels on July 9th at Ainbridge Event Center that is specifically for POC folks. So this year we have a really exciting panel and we have several indigenous zinesters that are coming through and several of
that.
Those indigenous zinesters identify as queer trans POC and they're going to be talking about their experiences decolonizing zines.
Yeah.
You know.
How difficult is it for POC to actually get engaged in the zine culture and kind of find culture? Because I know you all kind of had your entry points from your where you're from, Simon,
mm-hmm.
and then Misa, you had a connection that kind of connected you to the zine. So is that kind of the is that what started, I guess, your entry point, or was it a person, or did you find it on your own?
I think if you're looking for it, it's there.
Okay, yeah, yeah, that's really true. Wow.
The community may be small, but it's very connected and powerful, I
uh-huh.
feel, and the people are fierce, and they're trying to carve spaces for POC zinesters.
And in my experience, it's been a lot of, like, we have this community, and this, the community is, it it reaches really far, but we might not all be connected. So part of our job is to fill in those gaps and connect those people and like make us like all just one big happy community.
That's beautiful, because love wins, right?
Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to actually take it to our first break here in 3, 2, 1. Okay. Okay. Cool.
Push and pull, it's got me moved to thinking you're not the one. On my heart and on my mind, you are always, it seems. But on my phone, my friend's advice is, boy, it's time to leave.
It's easier said than done. It's easier said than done.
To Cutie Pock Talk, where we're here with two phenomenal organizers from the Portland Zine Symposium, Misa and Simon.
Ooh.
And Olivia back here in the background. And so, yeah, I believe you all mentioned during the break that you were possibly going to have some sort of call for submissions coming up here for potential submissions of zines, or is that like...
So I'm kind of wearing two hats right now.
Oh, okay.
Portland Zine Symposium hat, Women of Color Zine Workshop hat.
Oh, wow.
So for the Women of Color Zine Workshop, we're doing our 12th issue to come out in July 9th. And we're taking submissions right now. The theme is zines. So it's a little meta, I know. So if you haven't heard of zines, you could possibly do a submission on the fact that you don't know what zines are, but
it's
you're a woman of color.
Z-I-N-E, but it's pronounced Z-E-E-N. That's a very important.
Oh, you're
it's
so
not a sign.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like keen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like magazine. Yeah, so we're taking submissions right now for the Woman of Color Zine Workshop. Comics, poetry, prose.
However you express yourself.
Yes.
So what are some of the... I saw a hand raise.
I do have a call for some... Like, I keep forgetting it's a slow project of mine, but I... if you... Or if you know someone who grew up with a gay or queer parent, I would love to talk to you because I'm making a zine.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Growing up with a gay or queer parent. It's called My Parents Are Hella Gay. And
Simon also has some cool buttons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you, I'm trying to have my first issue ready by the Zine Symposium, and there will be a lot of free I Love Queer Parents buttons.
That's phenomenal. How can we get in contact with you, Simon? Do you have an email or some kind of social media way I can reach out?
Yeah, well, my email address is kind of long, but it's the Church of Simontology at gmail.com.
Sorry, I laughed in the middle. The Church of Simontology at gmail.com.
Yeah, my Instagram is Simontologist. It's all a theme.
I want to be a Darianologist now. Not the copy or anything, but that seems super awesome. Like, that's cool.
Everyone should treat, like, it's been my long and humble opinion to think that we should all look at ourselves like we are a religious experience.
Right, because if you think about it, you are the center of your universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in that kind of same kind of train of thought, so what kind of workshop should we be expecting at this year's Zine Symposium? And I guess what kind of have you had in the past that have maybe been impactful for you that maybe is the reason that you're doing this work and that you feel like it should continue out here?
Yeah, the Women of Color is hosting a workshop, a panel, actually.
Oh, wow.
Some of the panelists...
Is that during the first...
That's the first day.
That's the first day, yeah. And we're talking about our identity within our zines, mm-hmm, and zine making.
Yeah.
So it's a conversation with women and non-binary genderqueer zinesters of color and talking about our identity as discovered and expressed in zines.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the panelists are Nina King, who does Cutie Pock activism work, Anna Vo, Olivia, Kashina Doctor, and Jometa Gill. And so I'm going to be moderating that panel, and it's going to be really awesome. That workshop is open for all. Some of the workshops that we do are POC closed spaces. And so Anna Vo is actually going to be leading a POC Unite area that's a close POC space, and that's, mm-hmm, going to be on Sunday, and that's going to kick off Sunday, and it's a space for POC folks to come and discuss all their rad cool ideas about future projects, connecting, drawing nights, craft nights, you know, places that you can feel that you can just be yourself as a person of color that's creative in Portland.
What time does that?
That's going to be in the morning on Sunday at the IPRC. POC.
It's like 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
11. Oh,
no, I'm sorry. 11. 11.
11, good. I was 11, like, no, 11's always a safe window to get people.
Yeah,
but
sorry. That, in my mind, morning is 11.
Right. No, I get you. I mean, we're turning up on Saturday, so, you know, that's awesome. And so, so what kind of zines have you seen in the past, I guess, to kind of follow up on that? Because those two sound like really powerful workshops that I think are really specific to identities that we all hold, and then we're kind of like, we want to express to the world and relating to other people in that manner. So I'm just curious if there's anything else that you've maybe experienced in the past that kind of made it a pivotal point for you, where you've been you know, kind of defined that zines are kind of what you love to do and like something that you believe is actually community building, because I see a lot of potential for that through this group, and it seems like there's a lot of progress happening and like getting more identities represented and actually having a larger voice out there for the community. And so I just would love if we have like if you have a story, like, don't feel like I'm trying to pressure you into like tell me your life stories right now, like what changed you as a person and made you cry. But it was just, yeah, I just always love hearing the kind of shifts for people and like what just changed your thoughts, maybe.
One of the most influential zines in my life is the Moonroot Collective.
Ooh,
and
that
so this
good.
Is an API queer zine, a collective that actually is currently not making new zines, but they maybe have about three out, and it's a collective zine, so it's a compilation zine, but a lot of people are telling their really personal stories,
mm-hmm,
and I was really really affected by it. And I really respect what Moonroot is doing.
Yeah, there's something really unique when people are vulnerable with us that I think really resonates with a lot of people. And I'm sorry, I feel like I've been talking, so maybe Olivia, you might have. I know, I'm just like, hey, here's my voice.
What? I'm sorry that I've been a little quiet. Some of you guys may have heard coughing in the background. I have bronchitis, I'm here, and I am also part of the Women of Color Zine Collective, and I've watched Tanya and Kathy and Misa drive a lot of that here. I'm wondering, where do you guys see it going next? Do you guys think it'll be able to expand? I'm talking about the Women of Color Zine Collective, but like 1 year I know that they did a whole Women of Color Zine Collective group, just like a symposium, but just for that.
Yes. I think that would be so amazing to do again if there was funding to do that.
Oh, was it specially funded?
I think that was a RAC-funded event.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Regional Arts and Culture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Did Tanya, the former leader, get
Tanya
that?
Totally spearheaded that whole thing.
Wow.
We miss Tanya. Tanya.
I know. I hope.
We're sending love through the airwaves to you.
Yeah. So do you guys foresee something like that or, you know, anything else going on for them?
Yeah, I've chatted with Kashina Doctor, who is doing a lot of the organizing right now for Women of Color Zine Workshop. And we've talked about doing a small, maybe even just keeping it right now, because there's the leadership is kind of up in the air. We're just trying to keep it afloat by taking submissions, making new zines, right? So, but I think the community does need something like that again, like a Women of Color Zine Symposium. That would be amazing, or just a space for that's open to the public that people can come and if they're a woman of color, they can come and see that there's more other people that are being creative and making zines.
And definitely,
that would be my hope.
I don't want to talk again.
I mean, take over. When I went to it 2 years ago, I saw one of my classmates from Reed from a few years prior, Angie Wang. And Angie sat me down at a table and said, "Have you heard of this before?" And I said, "No." And it was like, I would say it's like a life-changing experience to be able to hang around with other women of color artists for a day and just look at all the different kind of artwork that, you know, we're making. And, you know, it was just really inspiring. And I mean, a lot of people from the collective have moved on to do really cool things, right? Like Angie Wang moved on to Cartoon Network.
That's awesome. Yes. Wow.
And a lot of folks that are in and have submitted are activists and educators and in Portland, and writers and beyond, you know, so.
And that's the epitome of representation working.
Yeah, so I don't know where it's going, but I feel like that would need to happen again. You know, a space that is organized and created for women of color by women of color, right?
How can folks? I'm sure that there's somebody listening out there who's thinking, "Oh my gosh, I really want to be part of the Women of Color Zine Collective, or maybe the Portland Zine Symposium." But how do folks reach out and join?
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
for both, right?
The Women of Color Zine Workshop, I think, is WOC Zine Workshop on Facebook.
I can check that too.
Yeah, and also we wanted to mention that at the Portland Zine Symposium, if you're a QDPOC POC person that has zines and has a chapbook or something that didn't get a table but wants to sell their zine, we are going to have an open people of color table that you can come. Drop off your zine, sell it, and there's going to be a person that's organizing the money, and you can have a space at the Portland Zine Symposium even if you don't have a table already.
Wow.
So that's open and available for folks right now. It's going to be a large table, so come on down July 9th.
What's the best way to get in contact with you about kind of bringing my zines to you? Is it Facebook you? Is it
you can email us at info@portlandzinesymposium.org, and we'll connect with you and hook
info
you up.
info@portlandzinesymposium.org. That's awesome.
And if you want to get involved, I mean, we would love to have, I mean, we're looking for more volunteers, but we would love it if they were POC.
Even if it's just an hour at an info table, that would be great.
Yeah, do you just need people to kind of just watch the booths and usher people?
Portland Zine Symposium is historically white. Uh-huh. When you go in there, there's a lot of white folks. And we're working, and a lot of us are in the background running around.
Yeah.
But we would love if when people come, the first person they see is POC.
Right.
That's an artist in Portland. Yeah. That would be awesome if we have more. And that's all from the volunteers, right? Mm-hmm. So we're looking for you to come and help us out. We need a lot of help. So.
Yeah. And again, you can reach out to Misa or Simon at info@portlandzinesymposium.org. Or I'm sure you could contact on Facebook at some way. Someone will connect you somehow.
Yeah, we're pretty good about responding to messages.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Because the response rate matters right nowadays, because it tells me how fast you are. So again, I want to thank you both for coming on the show today and actually being out there and getting things organized, because it sounds like, you know, you're definitely part of a collective of people that helped bring this to Portland and keep it going in a way. So, you know, I just really want to say thank you for doing the tough work and keeping, you know, people of color represented in so many different platforms where we don't see ourselves. So you all are phenomenal by all standards.
Yeah, thank you guys for joining us.
Takes one to know one.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is great. I'm so glad that this is here.
Yeah, please. We hope that you guys come back at some point. Let us know it good.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you all. And on that note, we're going to take our second musical break here in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, okay. greetings and welcome back to Cutie Pock Talk. I'm Darian Jones here with Olivia Olivia.
And I'm Olivia Olivia here with Darian Jones.
And we've also got two additional guests for you all today. We've got Kiki Nicole here from PFLAG Portland Black Chapter. Kiki, can you say hello to our listeners?
Hi.
Hi. And then we've also got Bart Fitzgerald here, who's also from PFLAG Portland Black Chapter. Is that, well, or is it Portland Black Pride?
Portland, PFLAG Portland Black Chapter. I'm the Portland Black Pride coordinator this year, which is really dope. Mm-hmm. And then Bart's with us for Portland Black Pride as well.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And so, you know, we know that last week was kind of like Portland's Pride Week, right? You know, yes. Like mainstream Portland. Mm-hmm. And there was also the Pride Parade, which I think I maybe saw y'all at. I think I saw some people on Saturday at the booth. And I saw people, like, there was a march, a big parade. I was mm-hmm. there. I was waving and being all like, I'm happy.
I'm like, you think you saw me? We were right there. We were so close. We were best friends.
I like to elude things.
Okay.
So, so in getting kind of like, you know, familiarized with Pride, generally after, you know, the first Pride week, there's an additional Pride, which is Portland Black Pride. And, you know, I think when I maybe saw you at that booth, you mentioned that there were a bunch of events happening and that there's like some kind of VIP pass. And I saw that and I already got excited because I was like, you know, I just want to be VIP. And I just was like, I want to get this ticket so I can go to all these events. So would you be able to maybe say what's up and let people know kind of what we have happening in Portland for our community of color, especially our queer community, and what it's like to celebrate Black Pride?
Yeah. So every year, PFLAG Portland Black Chapter puts on Portland Black Pride. This year, it started Sunday with Slay.
Slay? By Bart. I Slay.
Yeah, Slay. Uh-huh.
How was that?
It was summery.
I saw a bunch of photos. It looked like people were really like turning out and turning up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bart had an Instagram video of the twerk team.
We had a twerk team.
The special, twerk team? Were they working?
Or it was, yeah. Twerk. They were working and twerking all at once.
I love it. I love it.
And the margaritas slushies were out of this world.
The margaritas?
They had margarita slushies.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That mm-hmm. sounds outrageous.
Thank you, Bart, for that.
I had prior engagements. Otherwise, I would have been there. Let me tell you. Because I was like, I want some bae. Like, I just wanted to hear Beyonce say I slay with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But anyways, not to interject when you were speaking.
No, you're good. Keep interjecting. I love it. Y'all are so social. So good with words. And then Monday was our pre-funk kickoff.
Oh, yeah.
To the kickoff.
Where was the pre-funk kickoff to kickoff?
It was Legendary Mondays, also Woo! Hosted by Bart. Bart
wow.
is amazing.
I've been hosting Bart. Stuff. How do you host all these events?
All these parties.
I don't know how I'm here. I'm drinking tea. That's how.
Oh, tea keeps you going. Tea. Yep. It's the mm-hmm. juice of life, I hear.
I'm mm-hmm. spilling the tea. And that was cute. That was last night. And then there's nothing tonight. We get a quick break.
Oh, good.
But tomorrow's
well,
our
this.
Kickoff.
Self-care.
Yeah. Tomorrow's our kickoff, so that would be great. It's at Local Lounge. Queens of the Night. It's the last Queens of the Night.
Do you know?
Farewell to Queens of the Night.
Yes. Oh, that's the end of it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know the only way I... Just talk about me for a second. I got acquainted with Queens of the Night from a Whitney song. It's just, I got the stuff that you want. I got the... I'm the Queen of the Night. It's so good. It's like on this remix album. Probably not anything anyone need to hear tonight.
I'll look
but
it up.
Yeah. That's awesome. And so that's at Local Lounge on MLK, I believe.
Local Lounge, MLK. There will be a pre-show open mic that I need all y'all to sign up for. Anyone's welcome. But Cutie Pock to the front. Kind of like it. Always Cutie Pock to the
it.
Front. The theme will be kind of like healing and grieving as yeah. a radical form of resistance, kind of after what happened in Orlando and things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I need more y'all's voices. I want to do more of an art showcase before the Queens of the Night show.
Are you familiar with the Slant event that's held every year?
Of it. It just turned 21, so I haven't gone to
like
anything.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, hey, happy belated, by the way. Yeah, yeah, Slant is a queer spoken word kind of like storytelling event that happens mm-hmm. every year. The organizer is a really great person, and I actually went to it last week after the vigil that we had at Q Center for Orlando.
Yeah, it was at Bar Bar, right?
It was at Bar Bar, Mississippi Studios. It was a really great turnout. again, talking about me, I had to go on stage, and it was my first time going on stage talking about story.
Oh, you told a story.
Somebody pulled a name from someone sitting next to me, and then they asked me to go instead. And so I told the story of like my first date and like how it's like to live in the Tron and like grow up in Beaverton and like being queer. And it was just
love it.
Yeah, it was super gay. Like I was like, oh my gosh, everybody knows now.
Okay, Darren was sending the funniest texts after that night.
Oh. That's in SFW, and we're gonna
anyway, Darian, you know you want to sign up for this.
Well, I was just saying, you know, just if people want to get inspired, I would say that it's a really cathartic experience to kind of go up there and see like a room of, you know, for me it was just a room of queer people, but if it was a room of queer people of color, I'd feel so much more like welcomed, and I'd be able to maybe get a little bit more personal and deeper, and I'd never kind of expressed that story before, and it's just really interesting being in that kind of instance where you can, and having a community where you feel like you're going to be accepted. So I would definitely support people, and now I feel like I have to sign up after I've given this huge spiel.
I was going to say you have to go.
I know.
I want to hear the story.
Wait, where is this again? Can you refresh my memory?
Queens of the Night, Local Lounge, Northeast. I'm okay.
What time?
Tomorrow from 8 to 11.
8 to late.
Past my bedtime.
Wow.
But please come. What? 8 to late, 8 to something.
Bart, do you have something to say?
It's at 7, but 8 is fine if you want to get there at 8.
Oh, no, I was going to tell them to come at 7.
Okay.
Does the open mic start at 7?
Yeah, we'll be there at 7.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Come at like 6:30.
Come at 6:30, okay.
Just be there.
Don't be running on CPT, please.
Just come after work.
I only have CPT watches.
Same.
I don't know what to do.
I love y'all.
If I can do it, you can do it. And then Thursday is going to be great. Yeah, because we're going to have two events.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the old school car party. The information is on our flyers and then on Facebook because it's someone's house, so I don't really want to like leak that right now.
Totally.
But yeah, it's a really intimate event. There will be like spades tournament, dominoes, like food, potluck, bring your food, bring some dominoes, you know, the pizza or the dominoes, you know,
the cards.
There'll be a tournament, raffle prizes.
Yeah, it's all ages, right?
It's all ages.
Oh my gosh.
Whereas the Queens of the Night is not, sadly.
Is it 21 and up?
Queens of the Night is. Oh. Car party is not. So bring your kids, bring your nephews.
Big brother sitting this week, so I'll do it.
Yes.
Like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of Earth, Wind, Fire will be playing. And then after that, well, kind of during that, so from
7 to 10.
7 to 10, there will be Shades, which is like a happy hour event.
Oh, yes.
And they're partnering with us, which is so
Kelly
sweet because Shades is killing
Kelly
it.
Kelly Moe, the organizer?
Yeah.
Kelly Moe.
Oh, that's amazing. Awesome.
I wish Kelly was here too.
So wait, you all are partnering for this event? What does that mean?
Yeah, so we partner with Bar for Legendary. We are partnering with Kelly for Shades, and then we'll be partnering with Summer Russell for Twerk.
Oh my gosh.
On Friday. So after Thursday.
Are you all partnering for some kind of collaboration kind of instance? Is there something that supports?
Well, yeah, I think we wanted to like really focus on people in the community who are already making work versus like doing separate things.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to like have all these.
I love that group because you know, I've known about the Shades event that happens essentially every month, and it's really cool to see the kind of collaboration. Because I know that's a fundraiser for every month for different organizations.
We'll
Black
be the
Pride
organization for Shades.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I would totally go there and spend my money to donate
please.
To Portland Black Pride.
We will take all the money.
Yes, yeah, please. There'll be a little like silent auction raffle-y thing, but also bar. So like drink it up.
Oh, if you are a VIP member, wasn't there something about the tickets?
Yes, I believe that you all are very important people, but if you pay $36, you will be like a very, very important person.
VIP.
Yeah, VIP. It's French. The language of the African diaspora. And that will get you free. Me too. That will get you free entrance into Queens of the Night. A drink ticket at Queens of the Night. It'll also get you a raffle ticket at Shades. Just one. If you wanted to get another one, then you have to pay for it yourself, which is fine.
How much are those raffle tickets?
They vary. Around 5 is the lowest. Mm-hmm. And then Friday for Twerk, you get to skip the line. That line might be like bumping. So get that VIP pass because that line, that guest list is not, it's like limited spots.
Twerk, that sounds like the same night as the Holy Trinity.
Well, come to Twerk instead.
I will.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. You get to be a VIP.
Don't worry. I will totally show up. You heard it here on VIP, so that's okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
That $36.
Whoa.
That $36.
Hey, y'all, don't be requesting money now.
Nothing is free under capitalism. And then Saturday, we'll be having a lemonade screening, and that's the only black-only space. That doesn't really get you anything there, but we'll love to see you there.
But it's free.
It's already free.
Where is
There'll
that
be snacks. Junki Delta Community Center. It's across from Peninsula Park.
That's a beautiful space.
Yeah, Peninsula.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you guys have a partner on that one too?
Yeah, we do. Black Lives Matter, Portland.
BLM.
Mm-hmm. So they usually do like self-care Saturdays for black women, femmes, and girls.
Oh, wow.
So we're kind of opening up the space to all black people, but we'll be centering like discussions and facilitating a discussion around queer black community and then femmes, and just screening the show, screening the movie, and then having that discussion
with
a representative from us and then representative from BLM. And I think they might be like hanging out afterwards at Peninsula, so if you want to come there and be black too, that's cute.
It could be like the picnic in the park kind of event.
It's really like an unsanctioned
after party.
Just hang out.
Yeah, no,
drink
that's
some
awesome.
Lemonade. And then after that, in the evening from 8:15 to 12:15, we have reserved a special suite at Voice Box Southeast. So we're having a karaoke party. Ooh. If you get that VIP pass for $36, you get in for free.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And we'll sing some Prince and we'll just serenade each other. Mm-hmm.
And you get to sing with Khalil.
Boys to Men.
And I only
Khalil's
know Beyonce
voice
songs.
Is really amazing.
Beyonce, they probably have it at there. The Voice.
Oh, they
box.
Should
eliminate is already downloaded.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And then Sunday is our last event, and that's Families of Color Day Out. Anyone's welcome to go there too, but really centering around Families of Color, Alberta City Park.
Oh,
from
that's really close.
Two, six.
Yeah.
But also, I missed on Friday.
You missed my favorite.
Oh,
what's your
we'll
favorite
talk
event?
About it.
What's your favorite event? Bart?
My favorite event is a Family Fun Day. At Oaks Park, and I'll be there running around.
You get a free ticket there, too, if you buy that pass.
Is there a plus one?
No.
And unlimited rides. Amazing, and we'll be carpooling, too, if you can't get out of Oaks Park, because that's a little difficult to get to. We're trying.
I'm trying. I mean, I might want to get even passes now.
They have corn dogs. I just want to let everyone know, at Oaks Park.
Are they, like, hand-dipped like I saw at Pride this weekend?
I can't guarantee that, but they're fried.
You can hand dip in ketchup. That's fun.
Okay.
We'll
just watch them fry them every time, and I just get like four of them before I leave the park.
That's phenomenal.
And can anyone get a VIP pass, or is it only members of the Portland Black Pride or black folks?
I need y'all all to get VIP passes.
Yeah.
It's so open.
Mm-hmm,
Whoever wants that, you can even gift it to somebody if you don't feel comfortable taking up that space and you're like, hey, I have this really nice like black partner of mine.
Here you go.
VIP pass. That's some accomplice.
I love that idea. I think that
I would love people to get into.
Right.
And then it'll go just supporting
a black organization in Portland.
Right.
When that's PFLAG Portland Black Chapter.
Yep.
And now I understand that they do stuff outside of just this once a year big Portland Black Pride Festival. It's year long activism, right?
Yes. So we have like different factors in our organization. In this chapter, we have like community outreach, we have like youth outreach program, so there's someone who coordinates like doing queer student unions and like high schools and like middle schools and I think even elementary schools, which is wild. That does not happen on the East Coast, so I'm like very glad that happens here.
Right.
Going into churches, there's a faith outreach program, kind of like getting together with like faith leaders in the community. And
I've heard a few of those are going to be expanding to kind of increase capacity, just because with the need in the community in Portland is growing so much, as more people are being, you know, okay with identifying as queer people of color and specifically queer black people. I think it's more than obvious that, you know, this work actually needs to happen here in Portland. And so I feel like I might have to get one of these VIP, VVP?
The VVP. Yes. Sadly, passes. This work can only be continued with the help of our community.
Right.
Monetarily, because capitalism, which
is
we would
real.
Love to not happen, but like that's how you keep organizations alive, and that's kind of how you keep Black folks and queer folks and queer folks of color just kind of doing the work that they're doing to sustain our communities and thrive.
And on that note, I believe we're going to take a quick break here and come back and wrap up the show. Greetings and welcome back to Cutie Pock Talk. I'm Darian Jones here with Olivia Olivia.
And I'm Olivia Olivia here on Cutie Pock Talk.
With Darian Jones, right?
With Darian Jones. Thank you.
And we've got two of our special guests here today from P5 Portland Black Chad Black Pride. And P5 Portland Black Chapter and Portland Black Pride. We've got Kiki Nicole here with Bart Fitzgerald, who are the organizers of all of the events that are. Yeah, I can see you waving though. You know, we can Snapchat them this, and we can Instagram them or Facebooks, whatever you want to do these days. But you know, I just kind of wanted to maybe reiterate some of the events that are happening this week for people who maybe are just, you know, tuning in, catching the last wave of the show. And, you know, thank you all again for coming on the show today, because, you know, it's hard work actually organizing all these events and just being someone that's tried organizing like a housewarming party that still hasn't happened. I, you know how difficult it can be just to get all the moving gears in place. And, you know, you all are working with so many different people. You have so many different contacts and so much of like weight and like stressors actually happening. So I just want to say, like, you are doing great work. So thank you. And Bart, if you maybe want to list off some of the events, I think that tomorrow is the
Queens of the Night. Farewells is a very big deal. Queens of the Night's been going on for a while, so this will be the final show. So if you don't catch it tomorrow, you won't catch it again.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah, it's that official. Family Fun Day is Friday at Oaks Amusement Park. I'm just pushing that because I'm going to be there just, like, literally skipping through the park. And
is there
Families of Color Day Out is huge, too. So
is there a Thursday event?
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. We skip Thursday.
Yeah, I need all these
events. Oh, you want everything
I need
again.
Every event. Yeah, okay. I need all people to know.
So we will start off with the kickoff party tomorrow, Queens of the Night, Farewell, if you don't come.
6:30 is when to show
seven.
Up?
7. Be there at 7. But
$5.
$5?
For that VIP Whoa. Pass.
Wait. Oh, it's a $5 VIP pass now.
$5 cover.
Oh, you
Okay,
just,
Thursday.
Thursday we have the old school car party from 5 to 8, and then we will be going over to Shades from 7 to 10 at Digapony. And then Friday we'll go to Family Fun Day at Oaks Park.
$10 unlimited rides.
There you go.
Free skate rental, right?
Free skates.
Is there cotton candy?
There is cotton candy.
If you bring it. Oh, I don't know.
If you buy it. after that, we will be twerking at Killingsworth Dynasty. Get twerk, there. Twerk. Buy the VIP pass. You can skip the line because the lines are always crazy at Dynasty.
$5.
$5. To Otherwise, no, $5 for
I know, I'm trying too hard.
Saturday from 1 to 3. We were teaming up with Black Lives Matter for the Lemonade screening. Why Can't You See Me is what we're titling that. It'll be amazing. It is a closed space to Black folks. Just as a reminder, and karaoke that evening from at 8 o'clock to about 11 at Voice Box in
12.
The Southeast. 12.
Yeah.
Late night.
We're, yes.
Midnight round. Night.
Closing Voice $10. Box.
$10. 8 to late.
8 to late.
To 12.
And then we wrap it all up on Sunday afternoon for the Families of Color Day Out at Alberta City Park. And it's lit. And there'll be hot links.
I haven't had
games
a hot links.
Games and food.
I might bring my own hot links. So.
And face painting.
Homemade. And face painting?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll be doing the face painting there for them.
Oh, that's great. I can't wait, actually, to kind of, you know, get this week started. Is there another event?
No, just bring all the family, bring all the kids. I might have a secret event, but you have to follow me on the internet.
How do I find you on the internet? Are you Bart Fitzgerald?
I could be. Bart C. Fitzgerald on Twitter.
Allegedly.
Yeah, so if you hear about anything.
And if there are other ways I would like to reach out, maybe to Portland Black Pride or PFLAG, how would I do that?
Please email me at portlandblackpride@gmail.com. I would love to get volunteers. Tell me that you love me, whatever you want.
We'll do that. And again, thank you all for being on the show. I do want to say before we taper off that we do acknowledge what happened last weekend in Orlando. And we are still processing it as a community. And it is definitely something that is really true to our hearts. So don't think we didn't think about Orlando today. So thank you all.
Yeah. And, you know, we have Orlando in our hearts and we love you guys.
Sometimes you feel insecure. Trust me, babe, I understand. Even with no manicure, just know that I still.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland Saturday Market. From our hands to yours, celebrating 43 years of American arts and crafts, freshly